Now, Dixie Swim Club, that's obviously cast already, correct?
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, and in fact, that's almost all new people.
Oh, it is. Okay, fantastic.
Karen Petkus is one of the cast members. She's appeared on our stage very often and also worked backstage with us.
But okay.
Everyone else is brand new to Civic Theater, and so
okay.
we couldn't be happier about that.
Well, I think that's great that, you know, folks who have not tried their hand at acting before have that opportunity. How can folks get involved if they, you know, want to be involved in this season?
Sure. Well, again, on our website, there's an audition listing that says the next auditions I know are for A Christmas Carol, and,
okay.
and those are going to be September 23 and 24.
Okay.
And all that information's on our website. The best thing, what we do for the musicals, though, is we ask people to make an appointment. So we take 10 to 12 people every half hour on average, and, you know, everyone sings, and we just ask them to prepare a short piece of music. But
okay.
need to, you know, call for that appointment, and then you get more information. And we also are asking people now to just call and let us know when they're going to come and read for the straight plays. And part of that is just so we can shape
sure.
the experience more effectively, you know, for them and really mm-hmm. make them feel like mm-hmm. they've genuinely auditioned. Because it can be a very scary process if you haven't been through it before. Every place is a little different. And
right.
so we're just trying to make it a lot, you know, very comfortable for people and, you know, that they really feel like they're heard.
What type of a time commitment it is for somebody who gets accepted into one of these shows?
Sure. Well, it's a real commitment. There's a good 4 to 6 weeks of rehearsal.
Okay.
Which are 5 to 6 days a week, depending on the size of the role. Sometimes you'll have fewer rehearsals. Sometimes it'll be every rehearsal. You know, it just depends on the show that you're in and the role that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 2 to 5 weeks of performances.
Okay.
So it is a major commitment. It's easily 100 to 300 hours, you know, of volunteer time. And
but a lot
that's
of
the other
fun.
Thing. On the 9th, we have our volunteer celebration, and we have, you know, over 900 volunteers a year that donate, you know, over 60,000 hours
uh-huh.
to the theater. And that is, you know, our lifeblood. That's what allows us to do what we do and as much as we do in the community, but also allows us to keep the you know, prices of admission affordable and some other things, because those volunteers are giving so freely and generously
sure.
their time.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I've always felt that Grand Rapids has such a wonderful theater community.
Yeah. So it is. They're just really great theaters throughout town. Every experience is a little different. That's
mm-hmm.
the fun part about it, too, is, you know, whether you're at Civic or Circle or Actors or mm-hmm. Heritage or Jewish, they're all very different experiences, and we all encourage each performer and technician to work at all the theaters. I mean, that's the other great thing about it, is that, you know, we don't take ownership over any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
We really encourage them to have the experience they
okay.
want wherever that is. So I think the theaters do a great job of really working together and
okay.
and you know, maintaining a very good collegial competitive atmosphere.
Sure, sure. So let's go back in time. 87 years, that's an incredible history. How did things get rolling with the Civic?
Well, it was founded in a high school auditorium in 1925.
Wow.
By about 20 individuals in the community that said, you know what, we need to have theater here. And part of this was due to some tours. In 1919, a lot of the professional tours really backed off and quit touring. There used to be a lot of touring theater in Grand Rapids, and a lot of those tours shut down in 1919. And so there was a lot of local theater that started shortly after that. And 1925 was sort of a bellwether year for a lot of local theater around the country. You'll see a lot of theaters that were founded in that year. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this group of individuals got together, and they just started producing, and they never stopped. I mean, we've been continuously producing since 1925 in, I believe, 6 different locations throughout the city. We moved into our current home, the Meyer Majestic Theater at the corner of Division and Library, in 1979.
Oh, okay, because that used to be a movie theater, correct?
Well, the Majestic was built as a vaudeville theater, a live
okay.
theater in 1903.
Okay.
And then it started showing films in 1915.
Uh-huh.
But it was still doing vaudeville until the 40s.
Okay.
As well as the films. And then it became exclusively a movie house. Until we took over in 1979.
Yeah, because if my memory serves me right, I saw my very first movie there in about 1977. It was Star Wars.
Yeah, that would have been shortly before they quit showing movies here. It was the last downtown movie theater.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it was.
And it is the last historic theater left in downtown, and we really take that really, you know, that's important to us. We are the stewards of this historic theater, and we just received, it's been in 2005-06, a spectacular renovation of the facility made possible by Grand Action, and a very generous lead gift by Fred and Lena Meyer really brought all of the luster back to the Majestic and integrated all four buildings that Civic Theater owns into one facility. And we have one great complex there at the corner of Division and Library that houses four rehearsal halls, a dance studio, full scenic costume, prop shops, dressing room, green room, just a whole, you know, just a really a full facility, a terrific stage, a terrific infrastructure to produce theater.
Now, and I don't know if I noticed this before when I was in there, do you have pictures of the theater back in the day?
We do. I don't know if we have any of those posted right now on our website, but yeah, we have photographs in the lobby of the theater. In fact, I'm looking at one right now.
Okay.
You know, that I kind of take with me because I really enjoy
that
history, and it is a great legacy in downtown. I mean,
when
the Majestic was built, I mean, it was a sidewalk theater. Essentially, you could walk right off of Division into the theater.
Right.
And they had an orchestra that played during the day, so even on your lunch hour, you could come down and listen to a live orchestra play, you know, in the theater. And then as they started showing movies, et cetera, you know, that it just really became a part of the community. So we really look at, you know, we're just continuing that heritage of the theater.
Yeah, it's always fascinating to know, you know, the past life of a lot of these buildings downtown. There's so much character.
Yeah, there's character and history and heritage, and it's the one nice thing about a, you know, 100-year-old building is that you really are able to experience daily, you know, the life that's been in that building all that time.
Right.
You can feel it.
Sure.
You know, you sit in that theater and you know there's this tremendous history here, and for our volunteers, it's an amazing legacy to be part of, you know, over 100 years of live production, walking on the same stage that people walked on in 1903 and performed.
Wow.
That's really a cool experience, and that's really a great thing to be able to take forward, a great legacy for them to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Bruce Tinker. Bruce is the executive director for the Grand Rapids Civic Theater at 30 North Division. They're kicking off their 87th season starting September 7th with the Dixie Swim Club. You can visit their website for more details at grct.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Bruce.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul. Happy Sunday morning.
Thanks.